From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Police on the scene of today's deadly explosion in Middletown, Connecticut, are asking surrounding communities for help. They're bracing for mass casualties that may include at least two deaths and as many as 100 people injured. For member station WNPR, Diane Orson reports.
The explosion took place at Clean Energy Systems, a 620-megawatt gas-fired power plant in an industrial area in Middletown, Connecticut, about 20 miles south of Hartford. The plant was undergoing a test of its power-generating systems. Residents as far as 10 miles away mistook the explosion for an earthquake. Smoke was seen for miles. Emergency crews are searching for survivors amid the rubble. Victims are being airlifted to local hospitals. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.
Mid-Atlantic states are starting to assess damage from the snowstorm that one newspaper has called a historic mess. Communities were hit with anywhere from 1 to 3 feet of snow this weekend. As a result, hundreds of thousands of people lost electricity and are getting messages like this when they call their utility company.
We do expect this to be a multiple-day event and ask customers to plan accordingly.
An audio recording from Pepco to residents in Washington, D.C. and parts of Maryland. The candidate, once mocked by critics as the Kremlin's puppet, may be the winner in Ukraine's presidential election. Exit polls show Viktor Yanukovych defeating Yulia Tymoshenko. If confirmed, a Yanukovych victory would be a major comeback since the tumultuous Orange Revolution in 2004, when Ukrainians took to the streets demanding fair elections. NPR's David Green has more.
Many Ukrainians, like Viktor Kostin, say they remember standing in Kiev's Independence Square 5 years ago, fighting for democracy. But it's been 5 years of disappointment, the 70-year-old said. The leaders who took over in 2004, he said, promised to fight corruption, but never did. Still, Kostin is willing to grant more time to one Orange Revolution leader, the current Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. She's lost much of her popularity over 5 years, and she's in a tough campaign against former Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. He's tapped into the frustrations of many Ukrainians who feel the Democratic Revolution in 2004 hasn't made their lives better. Yanukovych grew up in Ukraine's Russian-speaking East. He's vowed to sign a law protecting the rights of Russian-speaking Ukrainians. David Green, NPR News, Kiev.
Today, NASA postponed Space Shuttle Endeavour's liftoff from Florida until tomorrow. The launch was called off this morning after a band of low clouds moved into the Cape Canaveral area. Endeavour is going to deliver parts for another room on the International Space Station, the last major construction job for the orbiting outpost. Only 5 more shuttle missions remain. This is NPR News. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the U.S. government, quote, will never lose its credit rating, even though the deficit keeps climbing. Geithner told ABC Today that he thinks international investors will keep buying U.S. bonds because they're safe. But Moody's Investor Service recently warned that the government's credit rating is at risk. The U.S. debt limit has topped $14 trillion. In Japan, there are reports that Toyota will recall its Prius hybrid because of brake trouble. NPR's Louisa Lim has this from Tokyo.
This would be a new blow for the world's biggest automaker, which is already struggling with the recall of more than 8 million cars for faulty gas pedals and floor mats. Japanese media say 170,000 third-generation Prius cars will be recalled here for a software fix. Drivers have complained of a momentary delay while braking. Media say 5 complaints allege this led to crashes. In the U.S., dealers say they've been told a Prius repair plan will be announced early next week. Kyodo News Agency reports the fix can be made at dealerships in under 1 hour. The Prius has been a symbol of Toyota's technological prowess, so any flaws are deeply embarrassing. Toyota's president, Akio Toyoda, apologized on Friday, but Japan's press have criticized his response as slow and insincere. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Tokyo.
An earthquake struck several small islands off Japan's southern coast today, briefly triggering a tsunami warning, but there have been no reports of injuries. Updating our story of the hour, in Connecticut, there's been a deadly explosion at an energy plant in Middletown. Associated Press reporting now that fewer than 50 people have been hurt. This is NPR.